What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Welcome to my neighborhood, the Avenue. I grew up here, and each week I'll be sharing the sounds and stories of the people that made the Avenue great. The nightclubs and dance halls that once lined the streets of Indiana Avenue are long gone, victims of the interstate highway construction and the expansion of IUPUI. But the music and culture of the Avenue lives on. The funk, jazz, blues, and soul music created on the Avenue has traveled around the world and endured the test of time, finding new generations of fans with each passing decade. And the music of Indiana Avenue found one of its greatest allies in an unlikely source, rap music. The music of the Avenue has been sampled by some of the biggest rappers and hip-hop producers in the game, including artists like Kanye West, Jay-Z, Kendrick Lamar, A Tribe Called Quest, Snoop Dogg, and many others. On this week's show, we'll be listening to some of the Avenue's most sampled artists and the rappers they inspired. Let's start with one of the Avenue's most famous names, Wes Montgomery. This is Prelude to a Kiss from Wes Montgomery's 1963 album, Fusion. In 1994, this track was sampled on the Digable Planets' classic hip-hop album, Blowout Comb. The Digable Planets were famous for their use of classic jazz samples. Let's rewind and listen to the original cut. This is Wes Montgomery with Prelude to a Kiss. Perhaps the most famous Wes Montgomery sample isn't really a sample at all. In 1999, the rapper Sisqó wanted to use a sample from Wes Montgomery's 1967 recording of the Beatles' classic Eleanor Rigby. Cisco refused to pay the steep licensing cost necessary to sample a Beatles composition. So his producer recreated the opening section of Wes Montgomery's recording. And Cisco's track, titled Thong Song, became a chart-topping hit.
This thing right here is letting all the ladies know what guys talk about. You know, the finer things in life. Check it out. Ooh, that dress so scandalous, and you know I never thinkin' I can handle it. So you're shaking that thing like who's the ish, with the look in your eyes so devilish. You like to dance all the hip-hop spots, and you cruise to the cruise to connect the dots. Not just urban, she liked the pop, cause she was living la vida loca. She had dumps like a truck, 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 thighs like wah, wah, wah. Baby, move your butt, butt, butt. I think I'll sing it again. She had dumps like a truck, 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 thighs like wah, wah, wah. All night long. Let me see that thong.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Let's hear another famous Wes Montgomery sample. This is rapper Pharoah Monch with his 1999 release, The Light. This track uses a sample from Wes Montgomery's 1965 album, Bumpin'. The original is called Mikosa. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we're examining the use of Indiana Avenue music in hip-hop. The music of Avenue artists has been sampled by some of the biggest names in rap music. And this is a very personal subject for me, as two songs that I wrote during the 1970s were sampled by hip-hop artists many decades later. In 1974, I collaborated with the famous Naptown band Funk Incorporated. I co-wrote two songs for their album Priced to Sell, God Only Knows and Somewhere in My Mind. God Only Knows was sampled in two important hip-hop tracks. This is a 1991 track featuring the Black Sheep with Q-Tip from A Tribe Called Quest.
Listen, hon, I mean, as slimming as you are and all that good stuff, it ain't doing me no good down here because you have too many clothes on. So why don't we just take this cab and slide on uptown and slip out of all of this uncomfortableness of the world around us? You know what I'm saying, babes? Matter of fact, listen to me, honey. Honey, listen here, please. If sexy were a virus, then you'd have a disease. Slamming is your styling. Let me speak for a while and tell you all about the grand slamming.
Why you smiling?
Let's do the uptown slide. Don't need a transfer or add a rod. We only need a cab with us inside. Finally, finally, we got uptown. And when we got uptown, honey's drawers came down. Did the audio visual. She had the residuals. Bar, dress. Now tell me, have you any pull? I said, honey, again, I said it slow. Coming out the boxes and my joint will surely grow. Then she started feeling. Yes, it was appealing. I thought of slamming girlfriend from the floor to the ceiling. We started five plays.
And in 1993, Ice-T sampled God Only Knows for his influential recording, 99 Problems.
I love them crazily, and they love me back. That's why they stay with me. So if you're having girl problems, I'll prepare for your son. Got 99 problems. No, yes, it's but hit it. No, yes, it's fun.
Let's hear the original Funk Incorporated recording of God Only Knows. That was Funk Incorporated with God Only Knows. I co-wrote that song in 1974 with Bobby Watley, the organist for Funk Incorporated. I also wrote a song with Bobby Watley titled Somewhere in My Mind. In the year 2007, that song was sampled by Speech Defect. Let's listen to the original 1974 recording of Somewhere in My Mind by Funk Incorporated. We just heard two songs I co-wrote with the legendary Neptown band Funk Incorporated. On this week's show, we're examining the use of Indiana Avenue music in hip-hop. And Funk Incorporated are perhaps the most sampled group associated with the Indiana Avenue scene. The group's 1971 recording of Cool Is Back has been sampled hundreds of times and is considered one of the cornerstones of hip-hop beat making. Cool Is Back has been used by Jay-Z, TLC, the Fugees, Ghetto Boys, the Beastie Boys, Boys to Men, and countless others. One of the most famous uses of the song appeared on the 1983 single Owner of a Lonely Heart by Yes. Yes sampled the organ stab from Cool Is Back repeatedly in their song. Funk Incorporated with Cool Is Back, one of the most sampled drum breaks in the history of rap music. In 2018, WFYI's Kyle Long spoke with Funk Incorporated guitarist Steve Weekly, and they discussed the use of the band's music in hip-hop samples
You know, as I mentioned, the first album opens with Cool Is Back. In the
1980s,
the 1980s, that became one of the most sampled songs in hip-hop history. It's one of the cornerstones, really, of hip-hop music. I mean, the songs, I wrote down a few of the famous songs that this has been sampled in. Huge pop songs, like Owner of a Lonely Heart by Yes, which is a huge hit by the British rock group Yes. Did you know that?
No.
Really?
I did not know that.
Oh, my gosh. That's like the foundation
of
the song.
But yeah. I didn't know that particular one.
Milli Vanilli. Like, I want to read you a list of some of the artists. And the song remains popular as a sample today. Jay-Z had a big song last year called The Story of O.J. It was considered one of the most important records of 2017. It's built around the sample from Cool Is Back. But here's some of the artists that have sampled that track, Cool Is Back. Public Enemy, Slick Rick, The Beastie Boys, Art of Noise, Sting, TLC, Cypress Hill, Queen Latifah, LL Cool J, U2, Massive Attack, Ice-T, Aphex Twin, Raekwon, Eazy-E, Bell Biv DeVoe, Mary J. Blige, Nas, Vanessa Williams, DJ Shadow, Tupac, Living Color, Herbie Hancock, Run DMC, MC Hammer, Boyz II Men, Old Dirty Bastard, Vanilla Ice. I mean, hundreds and hundreds of bands have sampled this track. All kinds of musicians from all over the world. You're not getting any money from that? You weren't aware that this is going on?
No. The last thing I saw was from Europe or Japan.
What's your response to that? Like, I mean, hit songs have been built off this little break, organ stab and drum break in that record.
I'm glad it holds up.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that another generation has made that connection, you know. So often, you know, music is done, especially in my generation, and the next generation just doesn't grab it. And it's good to know that they find some value in it, and then it's gone somewhere for them.
You're not worried about losing out on any of the money or the getting the fame or credit for creating this?
Well, have someone look into it.
Okay.
Get it. You know, there's always good entertainment lawyers that do that.
Yeah.
I have been told that there were some things going on.
Echoes of Indiana Avenue will return with more funky hip-hop samples after this short break. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. The music created on Indiana Avenue has traveled around the world and endured the test of time, finding new generations of fans with each passing decade. And the music of Indiana Avenue found one of its greatest allies in an unlikely source, rap music. The music of the Avenue has been sampled by some of the biggest rappers and hip-hop producers in the game. On this week's show, we'll be listening to some of the Avenue's most sampled artists and the rappers they inspired. One of the biggest drum breaks associated with the Avenue is Parade Strut, written by the legendary trombonist and composer J.J. Johnson. Parade Strut was written for the soundtrack of the 1973 film Willie Dynamite. Parade Strut has been sampled in many classic tracks, including Massive Attack's 1991 single Unfinished Sympathy. In 2001, the Wu-Tang Clan sampled Parade Strut on the track Uzi.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't erase none of that shit at the beginning. Yeah. Spill drinks on you. Get stink on you. Yeah. Yeah. Pinky ring ish. Yeah. That pinky ring ish. Yeah. Is that pinky ring ish? The legend of Masket. Shoot out the speakers with my guns, get Jurassic. Super bad. Who am I? Dolomite Classic. The band who's back. Hands on Angela Bassett. I hand through my plastic. Gunplay a bastard. No coke, dope mixed down with acid on record. Broken down and crafted in seconds. Ladies' choice. The golden boy still peppin'. Better respect it. Is the eve. I pull rabbits out the hat. Tricks up my sleeves. I air out the show.
Let's hear J.J. Johnson's original 1973 recording of Parade Strut. Music of J.J. Johnson also inspired a track by one of the greatest hip-hop stars of today. From 1972, this is J.J. Johnson's Harlem Love Theme. In 2010, rapper Kendrick Lamar sampled that track on a piece titled Cut You Off to Grow Closer.
I'm trying to learn something new. I'm trying to find myself. I'm searching deep for Kendrick Lamar. I read about Napoleon Hill and try to know God. They say he the key to my blessings. And if I speak the good into existence, that instant my dreams will unlock. Money flow like water, I'll just wait at the dark. And by the way, I'ma start finding more light to shed. Like a small garage in your backyard. I'm back chilling with a friend of mine. She mighty fine, but I notice that her heart resides next to bitterness. Always hollering who she don't like and who she kicking with. Who she wanna fight, who wearing the weave. Who do need your Burke bag is fake.
The music of Freddie Hubbard has been sampled by dozens of rap artists, including The Far Side, Madlib, Big Daddy Kane, The Beastie Boys, and A Tribe Called Quest. The Tribe sampled Freddie's classic 1979 recording of Little Sunflower for their 1998 track, The Love.
So many people right now motivated to do bullshit. For some bull-ass reasons. But we about to put it inside of a love perspective, like. Love.
We do it all for the love, y'all. Yeah, we do it all for the love, y'all. Whether white, black, Spanish, ain't a thug, y'all. We do it, we give it all for the love, y'all. We just giving it all for the love, y'all. We do it all for the love, y'all. We in the party, put your hands up, yeah, y'all. Yeah.
Love getting down and I love a cool breeze. Love seeing checks from record companies. Love, love, and love, cause I love what I do. And we do a thing for the 192 and the rest of the country, cause we from there too. Making sure love is given when I get it from you. Everybody, we regulate the party.
Billy Wooten's 1972 album, Wooden Glass, is one of the most sought after records to come out of the Naptown scene.
I don't want you to see me cry, so I think I'll just go outside in the rain.
That's in part due to Wooten's funky arrangement of the Dramatics' classic soul ballad, In the Rain.
Thank you.
In 2009, rapper Mos Def used a sample of In the Rain on his album, The Ecstatic.
Shatta. Shatta. Believe when I tell you, I never meant to break your heart. May God pick up the pieces, the dreams to fall apart. Forgive me and forget me.
Make a brand new start.
Don't breathe your eyes.
Say goodbye.
I know that love is such a criminal minded gangster of love. Charms in your arms, your gun is wild, warm. Gone, bang, bang, shoot 'em up. Tips in your clip, clip, clack, use them up.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we're examining the use of Indiana Avenue music in hip-hop. The music of Indiana Avenue artists has been sampled by some of the biggest names in rap music. And the Naptown funk band Amnesty provides the perfect example. In 2018, Kanye West sampled a demo Amnesty recorded in 1973 titled Liberty. In 2019, WFYI's Kaya Long spoke with the last three surviving members of Amnesty, Joe Trotter, Geno Johnson, and Raphael Barnes. They discussed the use of Amnesty's music in hip-hop samples.
And the legacy of this band just continues to grow year after year. And I'm sure it's even surprised you guys how big it gets at times.
Very surprised. You know, definitely.
The music has been sampled in the past by hip-hop artists. I know Snoop Dogg had sampled a track off of the Free Your Mind album. Currency, who's a popular young rapper, had sampled the music as well. But last year, near the end of 2018, Kanye West was teasing that he was going to put out new music. And sort of the eyes of the music world were on Kanye West for a few days. And he issues this song called Lift Yourself, which is a sample of Liberty, which was a demo off the 700 West Sessions album.
Yes.
This became the subject of international attention because the song was kind of bizarre.
Correct.
He doesn't rap in the song until the very final minutes or seconds of the song. And then it's a nonsense lyric.
Whoop dee scoop, scoop dee dee whoop, whoop dee scoop dee poop, poop dee scoop dee, scoop dee whoop, whoop dee scoop whoop poop, poop dee dee whoop scoop, poop, poop.
So there was so much focus on this song. It was being covered by, you know, magazines and news outlets around the world. What did you make of that whole experience of hearing your music being sampled by Kanye West and seeing it in the center of this kind of international dialogue?
It made me an international star.
Yeah.
That's the way I felt. I said, okay, I'm international. Okay, I'll take it. Even 40, 50 years later, I'm okay, I'll take it.
Yeah.
I worked hard for it back in the 70s, so I'll take it.
Yeah. What did you think of his treatment of your music? Not for you?
No, not really, but I appreciate his taste. I appreciate what he wants to do. It's not what I would have done. It's not the kind of music that I write, but I'm happy that he enjoyed it. I'm happy that he did it. I am. And I'd like for him to do more. I'm fine with that. I'm okay with that. Snoop, Drake, anybody. I don't care. They can all do it. I would love to hear a lot more of Amnesty's music out there so people would just know what we actually wrote. Joe, and how we did it.
Joe, what did you make of that record that Kanye West made using your music? Your voice is on there, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, what did you make of it?
Well, when I first heard it, I didn't believe it. Mm. Then I found out it was true. First thing I done was looked in the mirror and said, I told you you was good enough. But I feel good inside behind it that somebody else and liked it enough to redo it.
Musically, what did you think of it?
Well, you guess another story. It takes away from the original feel of the music, the song.
But overall, you're happy with the outcome.
Yeah, I'm happy with the recognition.
Yeah. Raphael, what did you make of it musically?
Not a whole lot, because, I mean, I know that people's always going to be grabbing our music, not just at, you know, with what's going on there. I mean, you know, it's going to happen all the way down, you know, because a lot of our music was, you know, was good at the time, still good. And I know people, you know, looking for new ideals and dropped off into different ideals. I mean, I wasn't upset about it. I mean, I wasn't happy about it. I just know it was out there. So I just accepted and went on.
And for a younger generation, Kanye West is one of the most important and influential cultural figures on a global scale, right?
Yes.
I don't know if you guys have kids, grandkids. What did sort of the younger generation of your family make of this?
I hate to really say what my grandson my grandson asked me. He's 12 years old, and I can understand that. And he knows Mr. West. You know, wow. So that means you work for him? No, son, I don't. That's not what that means. So are we going out to California? No, we're not. That's not what that means. So their mindset, at his mindset anyway, at 12 years old, is a kid's. And he's looking at Grandpa like, wow, so you really know this guy? No, I don't, son. That's not what I'm saying. He's using our music. But that's you, Grandpa. Look. I know. So I'm happy, and I hope it does well. I hope he does more. I would love to have that happen. Not for just for the notoriety, just for
I still got
people
some songs.
To hear
I still,
the music.
I still write.
Yeah, we all still write. I still write.
Here we go, everybody. Energy high. Here we go. Said it's hard to see the hang-ups we have today. We need to strive for
peace.
You got to lift yourself up
on peace.
Only peace is getting on.
Lift yourself up
on your feet. Let's get it on.
One of the most sampled tracks in Amnesty's catalog is We Have Love. The song was sampled by Jay-Z on his 2013 album, Magna Carta Holy Grail.
Just let me be great. Let me be great. I feel like Cassius Clay right now. Genius. Don't be good, motherfucker, now be great. After that government cheese, we eatin' steak. After them projects, now we on the states. I'm from the bottom, I know you can relate. Fuck off the world.
We Have Love was also sampled by Snoop Dogg, Currency, and Wiz Khalifa on the 2011 track OG.
Have a little party at my crib, and all the wheels know that's how it is. When you wake up with some OGs, and you blowing OG smoke, don't even gotta ask, you already know we about to go.
And we'll end this week's show with Amnesty's original recording, We Have Love.
While they can fly in their mind, they can fly. We have.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we've been looking back at the use of Indiana Avenue music in hip-hop. The music of Indiana Avenue artists has been sampled by some of the biggest names in rap music. And there are many more classic Naptown samples we didn't have time to share this week. So stay tuned for future episodes on this topic. And you can meet me here on the Avenue again next week, same time, same place. And you can find the Echoes of Indiana Avenue podcast on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you download your podcasts. Echoes of Indiana Avenue is written and produced by Kyle Long and hosted and co-produced by me, Herman Butch Slaughter. Thanks for listening.
Nobody knows on Uptown, baby, like I do. Nobody knows on Uptown, baby.